This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello there, I'm Virginia Cha with this ABC 10 News update. A former San Diego healthcare employee is facing charges after being accused of stealing the identities of dying patients to collect their pandemic-related benefits. Investigators say former Scripps Health employee Matthew Lombardo stole crucial personal information and passed it along to three others. Court documents state Lombardo stole names, ages, social security numbers, and other confidential information. The defendants face 32 years in prison if convicted. New daily coronavirus case numbers continue to rise across the country, tripling in the last 2 weeks. Johns Hopkins University reports the seven-day rolling average now stands at more than 37,000. The average was down to some 14,000 on July 6th. Here in San Diego County, 521 new cases just reported on Tuesday. Health officials blame the spike in new daily cases on the Delta variant and a slowdown in vaccination rates. The San Diego Convention Center getting ready for its first big event in more than a year. Officials unveiled details for the first convention since restrictions in the state were lifted. On August 1st, a five-day business convention will open for professionals working in light-based technologies. Economists say our area lost out on more than $2 billion in activity because of all those canceled conventions. There are 30 conventions now scheduled through the end of the year. It is Thursday morning forecast time. Let's talk about what's going on out there with Megan.
Well, we're getting an extra surge of monsoon moisture today. In fact, our best chance for showers and thunderstorms arrives today. This afternoon and evening in particular, the mountains will be favored, expecting isolated scattered showers and thunderstorms there. Heavy rain, localized flooding, lightning, all will be concerns. That goes for the desert areas as well. And there is a possibility some of those storms could move into the valley areas. 70s and 80s for most of the county today. Peak activity for the monsoon will be today, decreasing chances tomorrow into Saturday. Then it builds again Sunday and Monday as another surge comes in. By this weekend, still muggy, but temperatures will come down by about 5 to 10 degrees. In fact, we'll see low 80s then for our inland neighborhoods. And then a break from the humidity for the Far East County, the mountain and the desert areas expected late next week. Virginia?
Thank you, Megan. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, just go to 10news.com or you can download our free app from your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Virginia Cha.